A big new number one in PodTrack. The latest from podnews.net with Podcastle. Create, edit, publish and grow. PodTrack released its rankers for March, including, for the first time, Acast. Acast is the number one publisher globally, says PodTrack, with 405 million downloads in March. It also came in at number three publisher in the US. The ranking also includes the iHeartRadio Audience Network for the first time, which is a comfortable number one within the US. Sony Music has acquired podcast production company Neon Hum. Neon Hum's founder and CEO, Jonathan Hirsch, is now VP of Global Podcasts and head of US Creative for Sony Music's Global Podcast Division. A talent agency focused on YouTubers and Twitch streamers, including Mr. Beast, Knight has acquired the Roost podcast network from Warner Brothers Discovery. A majority of the team will be retained, including the head of the network, AJ Feliciano. The Verge says that companies like OpenAI are transcribing podcasts as data to train artificial intelligence programs. Veritonic has unveiled a new long-form content analysis solution, allowing in-depth data about your own content or that of your competitors. And after SB Nation's announced closure of the network's local sports podcasts, are those types of shows doomed? Not so fast. The Locked On podcast network says in a blog post today that the local sports podcast model is thriving. And in podcast news, the IAB Australia podcast has been updated with four sessions from the Audio Summit, including a session about advertising within true crime podcasts and, quote, the balance of keeping crime content responsible while scratching the itch of crime-obsessed Australians. It's always with the convicts, these people, isn't it? Had it with election coverage already? The hit comedy podcast I've Had It has a special interview today with Vice President Kamala Harris, who tells us what she's had it with. We're even promised that we'll learn what she thinks of Beyoncé for some reason, as well as everything that's at stake in this upcoming election. A podcast about SNL stars The Lonely Island could be made even better if it also had Seth Meyers in it. So, The Lonely Island and Seth Meyers podcast delivers just that. Aided by Seth, the guys will relive their time at SNL and reminisce on the nearly 50-year-old show from a time when putting short comedy sketches on the internet was so novel that they maybe even helped launch YouTube to do it. It's new today. Rainn Wilson's Soul Boom is new today. The show will delve deep into the essence of the human journey. Greek Mythology for Kids podcast live from Mount Olympus returns for season four today. This time it's the story of Prometheus. And multi-award-winning indie podcast Linda Marigliano's Tough Love is back for season three today. The show is now weekly. And this season starts with Linda reunited with her partner Magnus, finally living in LA and announcing her pregnancy news. The show features comedian guests, original music, and vulnerable storytelling. Trailers for selected shows are in our podcast called New Podcast Trailers, and we're sponsored by Podcastle. Create, edit, publish, and grow your podcast all in one collaborative AI-powered platform. Make your voice heard with Podcastle. Find a link in the show notes. And that's the latest from our newsletter. To read all the stories and subscribe, we're at podnews.net.